Have you noticed that most people who are against abortion are people you wouldn't want to fuck in the first place? Conservatives are physically unattractive and morally inconsistent. They're obsessed with fetuses from conception to 9 months, but after that they have no interest in you. None. No daycare, no Head Start, no school lunch, no food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. If you're preborn, you're fine. If you're preschool, you're fucked. Once you leave the womb, conservatives don't care about you until you reach military age. Then you're just what they're looking for. Conservatives want live babies so they can raise them to be dead soldiers. Pro-life. How can they be pro-life when they're killing doctors? What sort of moral philosophy is that? We'll do anything to save a fetus, but we might have to kill it later on if it grows up to be a doctor. They're not pro-life. They're anti-woman. Simple. They're afraid of women and they don't like them. They believe a woman's primary role is to function as a brood mare for the state. If they think a fetus is more important than a woman, they should try getting a fetus to wash the shit stains out of their underwear. For no pay. Pro-life. You don't see many white anti-abortion women volunteering to have black fetuses transplanted into their uteruses, do you? No. You don't see them adopting any crack babies, do you? No. That's something Jesus would do. And you won't see many pro-lifers dousing themselves with kerosene and lighting themselves on fire. Remember the Buddhist monks in Vietnam? Morally committed religious people in Southeast Asia knew how to stage a protest. Light yourself on fire. Come on, you Christian crusaders, let's see a little smoke. Let's see if you can match that fire in your bellies. Separate thought here. Why is it when it's a human being it's called an abortion, and when it's a chicken it's called an omelet? Are we so much better than chickens? When did that happen? Name 6 ways we're better than chickens. See? No one can do it. You know why? 'Cause chickens are decent people. You don't see chickens hanging around in drug gangs, do you? No. You don't see chickens strapping someone to a chair and hooking up their nuts to a car battery. Huh? No. And when's the last time you heard about a chicken who came home from work and beat the shit out of his hen? Huh? Doesn't happen. You know why? 'Cause chickens are decent people. Back to abortion. The central question seems to be, are fetuses human beings? Well, if fetuses are human beings, why aren't they counted by the census? If fetuses are human beings, why is it there's no funeral following a miscarriage? If fetuses are human beings, why do people say, we have 2 children and 1 on the way, instead of saying, we have 3 children? Some people say life begins at conception. I say life began 1 billion years ago and it's a continuous process. And actually, it goes back farther than that. What about the carbon atoms? Human life could not exist without carbon. So is it possible that maybe we shouldn't be burning all this coal? I don't mean to be picky here. I'm just looking for a little consistency. The hardcore pro-lifers tell us that life begins at fertilization when the sperm fertilizes the egg, which usually occurs a few minutes after the man says, sorry, honey, I was going to pull out, but the phone rang and it startled me. But even after fertilization, it's still 6 or 7 days before the egg reaches the uterus and pregnancy begins. And not every egg makes it. 80% of a woman's fertilized eggs are rinsed out of her body once a month during those delightful few days she has. They end up on sanitary napkins, and yet they are fertilized eggs. So what these anti-abortion people are actually telling us is that any woman who's had more than 1 period is a serial killer. I don't mean to be picky here. I'm just looking for a little consistency. And speaking of consistency, Catholics, which I was until I reached the age of reason, Catholics and other Christians are against abortions and they're against homosexuals. Well, who has less abortions than homosexuals? Here's an entire class of citizens guaranteed never to have an abortion, and the Catholics and Christians are just tossing them aside. You'd think they'd be natural allies. And regarding the Catholics, when I hear that the Pope and some of his holy friends have experienced their first pregnancies and labor pains, and raised a couple of children on minimum wage, I'll be glad to hear what they have to say about abortion. In the meantime, what they ought to do is tell these priests who took a vow of chastity to keep their hands off the altar boys. When Jesus said, "Suffer the little children come unto me," pedophilia is not what he was talking about. He had something else in mind.